Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I know we have in the offing somewhere, I think we've got Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. So in a moment, we will be bringing Ted on. And we'll be talking about a little project that we have planned along with Ted that I was discussing with some people today. Our number is 877-876-7445. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass. You can watch a streaming video of our show tonight. Well, episode 17 of our podcast is up. And I said that it is part two of our pervert trilogy, although I don't know what part three is going to be.
Yeah, but it's pretty not a bad, it's pretty not a bad way.
Yeah. Pretty not a bad way to what?
To promote it.
Well, yeah. So part one of the pervert trilogy was Charlie LaFountain talking about kids should not bathe and should not wash and should basically stink, right?
Yeah, he said, I gotta smell like a dead goat or a corpse.
Yeah, like a corpse or a corp.
A corp? What's a corp?
Or a corpse.
Yeah. But just because it says C-O-R-P, like the Marine Corps, that means core.
Yeah, but why do you do it like that?
I don't know, man. Just that's how it's pronounced. Corp. So that's part one. Now, part two of the Free Phil Hendry podcast pervert trilogy is up today. And that is Austin Amarca talking about a camp Broken Eagle or some jive. I don't know. But his idea of teaching children how to stay away from these dangerous people is by role-playing being a pervert. Basically, what he was saying was he's taking his pants off in front of these kids.
Yeah, so that makes him a perv.
Yeah, pretty much. But he doesn't see it that way. It's no, this is what it looks like. And the line from that, which is absolutely unacceptable, as he said, if I've got to drop my pants in every kindergarten in America to teach these kids what a pervert looks like, then I'm going to do that. And
man, that guy ought to be in jail.
Well, he'll be in jail if they ever catch him doing that kind of stuff. It's unbelievable, but unfortunately, tragically, really funny. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Can we get, I don't know if we have Mr. Bell ready to go or not, but what we're going to be talking about with Ted Bell is this? Well, it's. I'll tell you this right away. I'll just give you the stuff up front. There is a planned series that we'd like to do with Ted Bell. Here's Ted. Is he ready?
Yeah.
Ted Bell is coming on from Ted's of Beverly Hills with us, folks. Hey, Ted.
Ted.
Yeah. Are we on the air?
No, hold on.
Okay. Hey, everybody, Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'll tell you, it's always a great time at Ted's of Beverly Hills. The all-day roasted prime rib, we're still roasting it from last Sunday. It must be black by now. I'm kidding, of course. I would, we can joke about the food, you know, that we serve, Phil, because we do such a spectacular job at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We enjoy all of the customers. We have some long-standing customers. We have some new customers. We enjoy it all. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted, today I was talking with some friends, and we do want to get into the restaurant there.
Yeah, but give me the short version, will you?
Well, the short version is that the, and I don't know how much of the, I think this would interest the audience.
Let me just back up here for a minute. I know that I'm on the air. I know I'm on with the Phil Hendry program. I appreciate very much all that that you people out there. But I wanted to talk to Phil about this, and so for this is tough to say, I guess. But for the next few minutes, I don't really care what they think. Is there a better way of saying that?
Well, yeah, there might be a better way of saying that. I mean,
well, you lead the way. You tell me.
All right, maybe we could just say this is a. We're talking business, but I don't want to exclude the audience.
Well, we're wasting, as you like to say, we're burning daylight here worrying about them. Can you tell me what...
All right, in any event, folks, if I could just use the word folks...
Yeah, that'll include them.
So, we're talking about having this...
Well, what are we talking about? What's the bottom line here in terms of how many times we're going to see the name Ted in this series of in these vignettes that we're going to produce? Now, I know I'm going to be in all of them, and they're going to involve life at the restaurant, correct?
That's correct.
All right. How many times am I going to see Ted's of Beverly Hills in any given program?
That part I don't know, because...
Why is that?
Well, because you won't let us shoot at the restaurant. We have to go somewhere else.
Well, I don't, look. I can't have it. All right. I mean, you're talking about an operation. Phil, I love you, and I think that you're a great guy, but I can't.
I understand, but the thing that kind of hurt my feeling, didn't you allow access? There was another film crew there.
Yeah, I know. I told you about that.
Right.
Yeah, that was a big company, and I can't have you and your college intern friends. You know. And
you know something, Ted? If you want me to do this for you, then you might want to.
Are you going to lecture me?
No, but I mean, you're telling me my college intern friends. So in other words, we're going to do a production. It's going to be about your restaurant. We're going to be there. We're going to film it. And you think it's on the cheap?
Look, all I'm telling you is you can't use my restaurant.
Okay, so that means that we have to insert the name Ted's of Beverly Hills digitally.
What's that mean?
It means that we have to put in a computer-generated Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Oh, for God. Are you telling me it's going to be one of those things that's going to be, like, over my face? And
No. It'll look like it's on a sign.
Yeah, well, that's what they tell you. But then they wind up producing this thing. I don't know. I'm going to have to see it. But if I see it over my... You know how these logos, sometimes they're over the face. I don't want to come off with it. I'm going to tell you this right now, Phil. I'm looking to promote my restaurant. If it starts looking like that bear pit, and I say this...
It's not going to look like the bear pit.
I'm just telling you, if it starts looking like the bear pit commercial with that... And that gal, and the thing that bothers me, and it's one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, is I'm disturbed by... Well,
We're burning daylight.
Yeah, I know. That's your favorite... That phrase is starting to piss me off, too.
I'm sorry, but that's what we're doing.
All right. I am disturbed by a lot of things. All right, let me stick to business. I'll talk about that later.
Tell me what you're disturbed by.
I'm disturbed by how much I'm attracted to the woman in the bear pit commercial. Now, the reason why I say that is because she's very pretty. She is very... There's a big area, and I think you know the one I'm talking about. The rest of her is also very thick, and I linger over that commercial, and it bothers me. The reason why it bothers me is because I'm Ted Bell, and it's a difficult thing for people to understand, and I hope the ladies out there are not offended by this.
No, not much, Ted.
Well...
I mean, come on, man. You're talking about... First of all, we were going to be talking about this TV commercial that we're doing for you, and you're all of a sudden talking about how attracted you are to a big girl in this bear pit, by the way, folks, is a barbecue place here in the Los Angeles area. They do a lot of commercials. It looks delicious, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, you know, it does, and so does Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our place is delicious.
Yes, it is. You guys just aren't... You haven't done television before.
What do you mean I haven't done television?
You haven't done television commercials. In any event, this gal is a lovely brunette, and, you know what she looks like to me is one of those big, beautiful chicks that, you know, probably likes to eat barbecue right along with her man.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. That's not Ted Bell. And when we talk about Ted Bell, I'm not talking about myself like I think I'm something special. I'm talking about myself, Phil. You were using the term, not me. You used the term, not me, brand. You know what a brand is?
Yes.
Okay. Ted Bell is a brand. My name is a brand. All right? So when I am seen in Beverly Hills, I'm in my restaurant... I'm either seen with Marcy, who's my wife, and she is a very beautiful girl. Marcy's, she's in her mid-40s now, so she's not, and I'm talking about the brand now. This is the brand, if you want to say this is the brand talking, okay. Marcy is not the, she's not the piece of tail that she used to be.
All right, there's a better way of saying that.
Is that right? What is it?
She's older and, I don't know that there is a better way of saying that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. So,
but she's not the piece of tail she used to be is not the way to say it.
The point I'm making is I've got to be seen with younger, very lovely girls. That's why we have our hostesses. That's why we have our cocktail waitresses. And, of course, we do have the Ted girl, the once-a-month Ted girl, that we do a calendar with, and so forth. I can't be seen, enjoying... a big woman. And
so don't do it.
I told you that I'm disturbed by the fact that I'm attracted to this big gal. And that has caused me most of the problems that we're having here with trying to get this television commercial done, because I want to do it I find myself wanting to do it like the bear pit. And I keep pulling away from that.
All right, well, let's talk about that. I don't know. That sounds like a psychological problem, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, you know, look at Phil. Advertising is psychology.
No, I understand that, but let's talk about that. We'll talk a little bit more here with Ted Bell as we talk about a TV commercial that we're going to help produce for him. And that is going to be, you know, on television. You'll be seeing you, Ted?
What?
Will we be seeing you?
Yes, I'm going to be in the commercial.
Okay. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445, talking about... actually, what we're talking about is the bear pit or something.
Right, talk about the big lady.
Yeah, the big girl in that commercial. We'll be right back. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
You know,
the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't like fat women. Not bad. I like fat women.
Welcome back here, 877-876, The Phil Hendry Show. 876-PHIL.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Table three, darling. Hey, everybody, it's a busy night here in Ted's of Beverly Hills, as it always is a busy night here in Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down, get some of our great garlic bread. Get some of that delicious barbecue chicken.
Here at Ted's.
Well, you know where, huh? And that's what I'm talking about right there. Did you hear what I just said?
What?
I was pushing the barbecue chicken. Ordinarily, I would never do that. I would be pushing our steaks. I'd be pushing our prime rib. But because of this fascination that I have with this gal and with this bear pit, and I know that I'm giving them a commercial here. Basically, I'm giving them a national commercial here, talking about it.
Well, but I mean, that's not a bad thing. You're a restaurateur who has an admiration for another restaurant.
Well, but you see, that's just it. Not that I really have an admiration for that restaurant. It's that I have an admiration for the spokesperson they use, which is that lady. Now, you know, I don't want anybody to misunderstand me, because there are a lot of women listening to your program, Phil. A lot of the men that love those women are listening to the program. I am not, you know, a chauvinist pig or any of this kind of nonsense that you hear so much about, you know. I have a restaurant in Beverly Hills. I do try to surround myself in terms of my public appeal and my image. And I'm not Hugh Hefner, I have a restaurant, but I do try to have beautiful blonde women who have, you know, a certain kind of look and slender. When I originally saw the Bear Pit commercial, and I saw this gal, and I don't even know who she is, I don't know her name, but she's a brunette. She is a big girl. She's very pretty. She's got a big... this is where I have a hard time describing.
Okay. I mean, Rubenesque maybe is a good description.
She's bigger than Rubenesque. What I'm saying, and I want the ladies in the audience to understand this, I am very attracted to her, but I can't let anyone see that, because that's a bad... That basically turns what I'm trying to do at Ted's of Beverly Hills on its head. It's destructive. It's destructive.
It's destructive how? First of all, you're married.
Well, it's got nothing to do with me being married. Yes, I am married, and that's also a part of it, but I'm talking just in terms of the business. It's destructive for me to see a big butt, you know, with a big butt like that, and say, wow, I want that, when... That makes me look like just some guy slumming at the bear pit. I might as well walk into the bear pit after I got out of the cab of an 18-wheeler or something. I'm Ted Bell, and that's the thing that I'm trying to say. I'm Ted Bell. All right, Phil?
You know? Yes, you're Ted Bell. You're saying that in terms of the...
That is my calling card. I walk into any place in Beverly Hills, any place, I'm Ted Bell. I don't even have to present a card. I can just say I'm Ted Bell. And I'll tell you something right now, that's like I just said, jump, and they're all asking how high. Or I just said, dump, and they're asking, more toilet paper? So,
That wasn't necessary at all.
I apologize, but you know, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand the dilemma, but I'm trying to figure out what the question here. So you're having a personal...
No, I, the, what are you, are you saying that I'm not being clear? I'm telling you, Phil, and I'm telling your audience that I can't, that this bear pit, this restaurant, is bad for my business. And I don't want to have to spell it out, but I've got to find a way for those people to shut their business down and move out of the area.
You can't, you know, you, that's what I mean. You can't do that. Okay?
Why can't I do that?
Because, just because you are attracted to a woman that you shouldn't be attracted to, not for anything other than the fact that it ruins your image with blondes.
Not my image with blondes. The Ted Bell brand. The Ted Bell label. And I want to go to the bear pit, the pit, and I want to sit down and I want to buy her a beer. Look at, Ted Bell is the guy that's going to sit down and buy Jenna Elfman a martini. Ted Bell's the guy that's going to sit down and buy, you know, some of the great stars of the day. Jennifer Aniston and so forth. I don't know who they are. I haven't been to a movie in years. But the fact is, Ted Bell is...
Well, you see a lot of them coming into the restaurant, right?
Yes. That's what I do. Now, the bear pit, with these endless commercials, has induced me to want to go to their restaurant and order some beer and buy one for her. You understand?
So, is it changing your personality? Is it...
It's not. I don't know if it's changing my personality so much as it's just bringing something out of my personality that is destructive. So the answer is, close down that restaurant, move it to an area beyond the advertising radius of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Now, that is completely unrealistic.
Why?
Well, I mean, I'm saying at first blush it sounds completely unrealistic.
I could have them, all I got to do is write them a letter and explain to them the impact they're having on my restaurant. You have to understand something, Phil. They are a barbecue place, I'm a steakhouse. So I'm going to do more money than them.
That's not necessarily true.
Why isn't it? I charge, obviously we charge more. We have people with more money.
They probably do a higher volume.
Oh, they probably do a higher volume. That's what you sounded like when you just said that. They probably do a higher volume. Did you hear that?
And okay, so why are you mocking me?
I'm mocking you because how do you figure that? When did you all of a sudden become a restaurant aficionado?
Because they're coming in with families. And they're coming in barbecue places. You get a lot of families.
We get families. We don't get every... Excuse me for saying this, but I'm not going to accommodate, you know, some of these people. They come in with 9 kids. I can't do that. But we've got normal 3 kid families. See, what you're doing here is you're forcing me to articulate some policies.
Originally what you said was, because you're attracted to this large woman in the bear pit commercial...
But the bottom line here is that they need to move out of the area.
All right, what is their inducement? What are you going to say to them?
I explained to them... I thought I already said this. I explained...
No, you didn't.
I explained to them that they are severely impacting my ability to do business, and that I would like them within a reasonable amount of time, 60 days, 90 days, to move the primary operation out. And
what if the financial but you're going to have to pay them.
No, I don't understand what you mean, pay them.
How can you tell a man to move his business?
You tell a man to move his business because his business is interfering with yours. Now, either they can do it that way, or I can have the county or the city, and I can file papers saying that they are infringing on my business. That's how I do it.
There's nobody that's going to... it's not going to happen.
Whoa. All right. Let me know, Mr. Madlock, when you get time and to take another case, because I'd just love to talk to you. You're such a great lawyer. And
look, I don't have to be a lawyer, Ted, to know that you're going to have to go to the county of L.A. or you're going to have to go to the Diamond Bar, whatever that restaurant is, and say they are hurting trade, restraining trade.
That's right.
Okay. To file some kind of a restraint of trade complaint, that's you're going to have to prove that they're doing it.
I can prove they're doing it. They put that woman on TV, and after years, I've got a brand called Ted Bell. You know, you're not seeing this as a brand. My brand is being infringed upon. And you, of all people, Phil, all the screaming you do about copyright and trademark.
Well, I don't understand that.
Oh, get out of here. Yes, you do understand it.
All right, we're going to come back with some phone calls to Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's being infringed upon by this big breasted woman on a TV commercial that he's attracted to, which ruins his reputation and image as a steakhouse guy who has slender blondes working with him. I don't know. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We will be right back.
You understand you're trying to be a pain in the ass about it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You understand perfectly.
Phil Hendry.
You want to see the parrot.
Be looking for our new commercial, and it is going to be all Ted's of Beverly Hills, as I will fight this restaurant out there that has this big woman.
I don't know why you want to mention that.
Well, I beg your pardon?
I don't know why you mentioned that.
You know what, Phil? It's my commercial. I guess I'll do what I want to do.
No.
You know, my commercial?
Yeah, but I was...
My commercial, I'll do what I want to do. See, I don't... and I hate having to have these conversations with you like this. We're on the air.
Okay. Tell me again, and we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Tell me again why you want this to... Why you want this restaurant, the Bear Pit, to move out of the area?
Because they're infringing on my brand. And
all right, and you mean...
What I mean by that is that the brand of Ted Bell is... you know, I'm Ted Bell. And I own a steakhouse, and I've got beautiful, blonde, slender girls working in the prime rib room. And as our hostesses, I don't have big, you know, big rear ends on them and anything. And they're not brunettes, and they're not these big rear-ended, big boob barbecue women. You know, I don't have, Phil, you got to understand something. I'm Ted Bell. I don't have a lot of girls working here with the big butt and the checkered shirt and a cowboy hat. That's not what goes. That's not Ted Bell. All right.
No, I know that's not Ted Bell, and yet you have been talking about that gal in that Bear Pit commercial. You said you're attracted to her.
Yes, but I'm trying to tell you that that's an infringement on my brand. The fact that I am attracted to her completely goes against what the public expects from me. The fact that I want to go there and eat there. Food, which I have no idea. I'm sure it's good, but I would prefer my own food. But I'll go there and eat their food just to meet her. That's also against the Ted Bell brand. The fact that I will go there, even if it means I've got to put on a greasy shirt and look like someone that lives out in Diamond Bar and go in...
Let's not insult people, okay?
Well, I'm trying to make the point that you wanted me to make. The fact that I want to go there... Climbing out of the cab of a 10-wheeler and walk in and buy her a beer is an infringement of my trademark. So all of that...
Yeah, but all of those things that you just said...
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
All of that is an infringement on the Ted Bell trademark, and therefore it must go. Get it out of my town, get it out of here, and I will go to the... If I've got to go to the ICC, I'll do that. If I got to go to the Interstate Commerce Commission... And
well, that's not an interstate issue, Ted, but...
Again, thank you, Andy Griffith. Thank you, Mad Luck. And
can we talk about legal... I don't have to be an attorney. I know what the Department of Commerce does and what the ICC does. This is not an interstate issue.
I think it's a federal issue, and my attorneys will make that argument.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So this is an infringement of trademark, the fact that you're attracted to this big gal.
You know, you're trying to make this, you're really trying to spin it so it's my fault, right?
Well, Ted, you're the guy that...
Did I decide? You're saying that I think I'm going to decide to get... I'm going to say, do you get an erection?
Will you, please, we're on the air.
Well, you're forcing me to say these things.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you...
That was involuntary.
All right, that may have been involuntary, but the fact is, you want to go out and buy her a beer, that's a decision that you make.
No, it is not. No, I'm trying to make a point, and I realize it's groundbreaking, But I'm trying to make the point that I have no control over the fact that I want a big, fat woman.
All right.
Hold on for a minute, okay? You got me.
Well, Ted, I didn't mean to upset you.
Yeah, well, you know, to say those words... Get away from me.
Yeah, but what?
Get away from me! I'm sorry, Bill.
Well, Ted, I don't want to upset you.
No, not much. Do you understand that I'm Ted Bell and I want it from a fat... from the barbecue gal?
Okay, and that's whose fault?
Again, I'm going to ask you, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Who makes the decision when a guy gets a pop tent?
I didn't hear that.
Who makes the decision when you get a pup tent?
Will you knock it off, please?
Oh, my God, you told me to say it.
No, but I didn't know what you were going to say. And let's grow up. And let's grow up, okay? Are you in the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen. I'm not going to talk this way in front of my customers.
Oh, but you'll talk that way on the air.
You know what, Phil? You really got to lighten up. I don't know how to say it. I wish there was a different way.
Let's go to Vernon. Hi, Vernon. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm listening to this guy, and I got to tell you, this is about as funny a thing as I've ever heard in my life.
You think it's funny, huh?
Yes, I do, sir. And let me tell you why I think it's funny. As Mr. Hendry so very clearly said, and I know the restaurant you're talking about, and I have eaten there many times, and the food is delicious. The girls that they hire as waitresses in barbecue places are going to have those big butts because that makes it look like they eat the food there.
In other words, the big rear end on them is going to make me want to do what? Eat. The only thing it made me do is want to eat dessert.
Well, it made you want to eat dessert. What?
Well, Mr. Hendry's going to get upset.
If it's dirty, if it's foul, if it's not for a family, no, I don't want to hear it.
Well, the gentleman is asking a question here, Phil. He said that, big-butted waitresses make you want to eat more. And I said it made me want to eat dessert out of what we're talking about.
Oh, I think I know what he means.
I don't have any idea.
He wants to put dessert on a woman's butt.
You are asking me a question.
So all of this has to do with your restaurant, how?
Well, hold on. I called in.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you mind letting the guy say something?
I appreciate that. Let me just say this. Mr. Bell, I got to agree with Mr. Henry here to this extent. I think you are blaming that restaurant, and you are actually the restraint of trade that's being counseled here. You want to restrain their trade simply because they had a waitress, as you said, that, you know, you...
Sprung one.
Yeah, you sprung it. And
okay, guys, forget about all of that. You got a rouse buyer is good enough.
All right.
I don't think that's adequate description.
Well, I do, and it's my show.
I mean, you got aroused by this big gal, and I know what you mean. I've eaten there, and they have women. Have you eaten over there?
No, I haven't. I want to.
All right, well, I can tell you this. If you think she's hot, they got a restaurant loaded with them. That's what serves you the drinks. That's what serves you your food.
That woman?
They got women look like her. And
that, to me, again, Phil, and I have to point this out, that makes me want to go there now. I want to just leave this restaurant. And I want to leave this restaurant behind and go there and just drink beer after beer after beer, waiting for her to get off, off of her shift, which I know she's probably not even there.
So you have you've got a real problem, but all I'm trying to say here, Phil, is I agree with you
Well, you agree with me that this guy's got no right to shut their restaurant down. But what I'm hearing here now is almost like a psychological a psychological problem.
Here we go again. If he's not Matlock, he's Dr. Kildare or whoever. If he's Dr. Slidinger, whatever that woman's name was,
Laura Schlesinger.
Yeah, is that what you are now, Phil? Because,
Again, it's a free country and I can comment.
Well, you can comment all you want. And you can say this and that and something else. You've been Matlock, you've been Dr. Laura, Glasslinger.
Schlesinger.
All right. And when are you going to be George Washington? You got that in your bag of tricks? Or Napoleon? You put on the hat and put the hand in the jacket. And that's when they come with a butterfly net. Okay?
The only people that are coming with a butterfly net are for you, Ted.
And why? How do you figure that?
Oh, come on, man. You're talking about having a restaurant shut down, go to the Interstate Commerce Commission because they're infringing on your trademark. And what's your trademark? Ted Bell, and he's getting aroused by a big fat lady in a commercial. And
well, you know, and it's affected the commercial that we want to do because I sent you over the storyboard that I want to do.
I know. You want to do a commercial just like the Bear Pit.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
I got a steakhouse here in Beverly Hills. I don't have a barbecue place with a fat girl.
Don't yell at me.
I'm sorry, Phil, but...
Don't ever do that.
I got a steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Is that better?
Yes.
I don't have some barbecue dump. Excuse me for saying that.
Let's take another phone call here.
Oh, yeah, let's take another phone call. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, is there something that you more you want to say?
No.
Yeah. 877-877-877-876-PHIL.
877-876-PHIL. How's that feel, Phil?
Oh, well, I can hang up on you.
Well, I can hang up on you.
Okay, hang up on him.
Okay, hang up.
But you want me to get him back on?
Only if he's going to behave like a human being, all right? And that's his tough luck if he got aroused by the fat lady in the Bear Pit, and she's not fat, you know, the big girl in the Bear Pit commercial, and he wants a woman with a big butt, and all of that is fine and dandy. There's only one problem. He hasn't articulated to me how he's legally going to make this case and how he's going to get their restaurant shut down. So far, what he's been doing is a 45-minute commercial for the Bear Pit. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. Episode 17 of the world-famous free Phil Hendry podcast is up and running right now. Just hit the podcast banner on our homepage and download episode 17, Monday, episode 18. And I don't think there is a part three of our pervert trilogy, although maybe. We'll be back here with more from Ted Bell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're talking about Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Bear Pit and the new commercial that Ted is having produced. Let's get on out to Ted's of Beverly Hills, where Ted is.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, steakhouse.
I don't know.
Come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Hey, listen, we've got the greatest steaks, the juiciest Kansas City steaks. We've got them all. Big, thick filet mignon, longhorns, 42-ounce porterhouse. I'm talking about the Bear Pit only because, you know, we don't want them to begin to ruin our brand. And I know that, you know, a lot of what we're talking about is,
Well, I told you it was going to be tough for people to understand.
Yeah, I know, but one of the problems here, Phil, and again, I have to, you know, again, I've got to blame you because, and I don't like doing that, but if you just would have let me just say, I couldn't get the words out of my mouth of what, the way, of the words that I want to say.
And I got to move the show along.
Yeah, well, you move the show along to the point where I stumbled over myself. The point that I'm making here is this. The Ted's of Beverly Hills brand has been damaged by the big... The large breasts on the woman, and just the big...
This woman that you're attracted to.
Well, you didn't want me to say that.
I don't mind just... Where are you, man? I can't... You know, it's driving me nuts with all of that noise and stuff.
I'm in the prime rib room. Turn the TV down. Hey, Oscar, turn the TV down. I don't care if they got a ball game. What is it?
Poker.
Who is it? The Kevin Pollak?
Yeah, World Series of Poker.
Oh, they got the World Series of Poker on.
We're on the air. Do you mind?
Wow. Okay. Turn it out. Turn it off.
I did.
You turned it off before I told you to turn it off, though. I got a problem, Phil. Hold on.
Hey. Hold.
No, just a second. Why did you turn that off before I told you to turn it off? Don't ever do that. All right, I'm back. Okay. Don't have a panic, Phil.
All right. 877-876-7445. So what we were talking about is your brand is being damaged. This is no fault of yours.
I told you, how do you, you keep walking into it. I told you, I can't control springing a pop.
Again, I carry, if you're saying something dirty.
I'm not. I said I can't control if I'm going to spring the tent. Oh, listen to this. Oh, God.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Grow up, Ted, okay? Grow up. If your son or your wife are listening right now, they would be shocked. You know what, man? I really, when I get off the air, I'm going to come over for a drink. And I'm going to kick your ass in the parking lot in front of everybody.
Is that right?
And that's right.
You just threatened me.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't. I'm not serious.
No, you threatened me.
I'm not serious. I just wanted you to get pissed so you'd stop going, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Oh, Phil, I am having such a good time this evening. Mr. Bell, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Phil, I called you last night, and I get such a kick out of you. We really do. And I want to thank you for your show.
Thank you, dear. Have you got a comment for Ted?
Do you want to talk to me?
I do. I want to talk to Ted, but I don't want to let a moment pass without letting you know, Phil. We have such a good time with you. Okay, Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Bell, my name is Karen Deauville, and I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. But we're coming to California because my husband and I take a vacation every summer. We're coming out with our niece, and her name is Doreen. And I have to tell you, Phil, and I want to say one other thing. Can we come to see your show? Do you do that?
I really don't. I don't, but...
Oh, you know, Herb is going to be disappointed. But Ted...
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm Ted Bell, and this is my segment, and you talking to Mr. Hendry about his show. You can do that.
Oh, all right. Okay. I understand. Now, Doreen's going to come with us. We always come to California. We always stay in Beverly Hills. We love the Beverly Wilshire. Okay?
Yes. Beautiful hotel.
We stay there. We get a suite. Now, Doreen is... And you know what we used to say, Phil? We used to... When I was a girl, we'd say big bone. You know what that is?
Big bone... No. Don't. Please don't say big bone, because that means that she's got a wide, bony, you know...
Oh, I know. I got the bottom. The big bottom, but it's flat.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's not what my... Doreen is a big gal, and she's got what her father, my brother, calls the big... what does he say about the...
Called the big melon?
The big melons.
Okay, let's, you know...
I'm sorry. Okay. I know. I'm stepping over my bounds. My husband, he's like waving his finger at me. I'll be off in a minute, Herb. My husband's waving his finger at me. Don't you do that.
I know what you mean, so tell me a little bit more.
Yes, so would you like to meet her? Because she's very pretty. I'd be happy to send you a picture of her.
Well, first of all, let me just say something to you, Karen. Very nice of you. I'm Ted Bell.
No. I know that, and I don't want to run afoul of the... Is it your... It's your copyright. Right?
Well, it's my trademark, yeah. But if you've got me on the air admitting that I want to meet the big butt on your niece from Indiana, man, that just drives my image right into the sewer. Oh God,
I don't want to do that. Did I do something wrong, Phil?
No.
No, I don't. Gosh, I don't. Because I've been listening to you and Herb, my husband, and he's been listening. Mr. Bell, we're in your corner. We are, and you know why? Because anything that Phil... We love Phil, and we love you.
No, I get that. I understand that.
If Phil has anyone on his show, we love.
No, I understand that. The obsequiousness is starting to... I'm beginning to... I can taste a little vomit. I'm just tasting some spit up.
And I don't know what that is, but I just want to let Phil know we love you, Phil, as usual. We're not going anywhere. You have two committed fans here.
I'm very, very grateful to hear that, Karen. Thank you.
Okay. And her name is Doreen. And her father said she's got the, you know, the big ones.
Yeah, no, I heard that. What about, I can't, Mr. Hendry won't. Yeah.
Why is everybody whispering tonight?
Well, I don't, you know, Phil, I called your show last night, and I was whispering a little bit because I was talking about, I forget what it was, but I'm talking to Ted now about, do you want me to speak up?
Yes, would you speak up and just say what it is you're trying to say?
All right. Ted, my niece, Doreen.
Yeah, I know about your niece, Doreen, and she's got the Henry.
She's got the big one, the big boobs.
What, I'm sorry?
She has the big, my daughter, she's got big boobs. Oh, Herb, shut up.
Say it on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah?
And she's got a lot, she's got the big, what is it that with Mr. Henry, you say it all the time and I love it. Oh, she's got a big backyard.
Oh, the big backyard.
Yes. A lot of junk. What is it, Herb?
A lot of junk in her trunk.
Okay, let's grow up here.
Phil, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's.
So she's got it going on, huh?
No, Phil, I am so sorry, honey. Okay, yes, she does. And she's single. She just got rid of her husband. And kids? Kids. I don't want to talk. Well. A little coffee in your milk.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No, I'm sorry. We love you. Ted.
Yeah.
We're going to come to your restaurant.
Yeah, okay. Bring your niece. But please, the kid.
Well, but he's a beautiful, but he's mixed race. He's mixed race.
Yeah. Got a little bit of coffee in the milk.
I know Herb. I already know. He's mixed race. Phil, we love you.
Thank you very much. Got to get going, okay?
All right, Phil, goodbye. You have 2 committed fans here in Indianapolis.
Wow. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Henry, I blame you for that.